BJ Walters.
Up top for Skunberg, left wing, thinking about the three, Nelson. Now he'll fire the three and bury it. That's another three brought to you by Skunberg. Gets inside, can't finish. Rebound, put back, and one for Morgan yet again. The offensive rebound. The Shaq rises in unison, looking for a defensive stop. 6-point game. Here's Skunberg. Up ahead, wide open, and a two-hand flush by Waddles. Skunberg's all fired up. Nelson gets inside on Kyle and floats it home. Back to a one-point game, 54-53, with 4:20 and counting to go.
Now Holzer, down low, layup, Wiersma. It's coming home, Castleton, 61-44.
Now back to the Shield Center. Here's B.J. Walters.
A 7-0 run in the last 92 seconds for North Dakota State has tied the game. SDSU no points in 2 minutes and 4 seconds. Neither team really shooting the three all that well. The two Dentlinger threes. South Dakota State has hit 6. North Dakota State has hit 3. But NDSU has 2 more field goals overall than does South Dakota State. And here we are in a tie game with 7:50 to go.
Yeah, it's going to be back and forth here to the finish, BJ. I mean, SDSU went on a run there. NDSU turns right back around, sits it down on D, and goes on their own run. So, I mean, that's a big credit to NDSU. They bounce back, got this thing tied up, and you're at the line to take the lead.
Andrew Morgan's free throw gives North Dakota State the advantage. 49-48 with 7:50 to go. Ho-hum, just another night atop the Summit League. And now a foul is called on Bowden Skunberg. And that was a 50-50 call. And that is going to put Alex Arians at the free throw line for a 1-1. So you don't love that foul if it was a foul.
No, I mean, that's always kind of the coaching 101. One of the worst things you can do is basketball is foul 90 feet away from the hoop. But, I mean, Arians went for the rip through. Bowden did get a lot of ball there. Obviously, we're biased. We're on the Bison side here. I wouldn't call it, but, I mean, odds are the benefit of the doubt is going to go to the offensive player on that possession.
Arians ties the game at 49. Just back and forth the entire way tonight. The second one is good, and it's 50-49 Jackrabbits. Damari Wheeler-Thomas against Arians. Way up high, gives it to Morgan. Now Morgan gets a screen. The double comes. Here's Wheeler-Thomas driving in. 15 to shoot. 7:30 left in the game. 1 point the margin. Skunberg towards Grant Nelson. Back to Skunberg. 6 to shoot. Skunberg, they've got to do something quick. Skunberg gets inside. Can't finish. Rebound. Put back. And one for Morgan yet again. The offensive rebounds. If NDSU wins this ball game, the offensive rebounds is what Eric Henderson's going to look at and say, we can't win a game doing that.
No, and that was just a great, you know, another half second of patience out of Bowden Skunberg. Dribbles it down, just that slight rise of the shoulders and the hesitation before you go is what opened that up for him. Andrew Morgan rotates over into the right place, big offensive board.
Did not complete the three-point play, so it's 51-50 as we yo-yo the lead back and forth. Lean is back in. A handoff, Mayo drives inside, puts up a 12-foot floater, and the lead is now back with South Dakota State, 52-51. Both teams are in the single bonus. NDSU with 3 timeouts left, SDSU with 2. I beg your pardon, I got that completely wrong. South Dakota State with 3, North Dakota State with 2 on timeouts. Jakari White gives it to Nelson on a pick and roll. Inside, Nelson can't finish. Rebound loose. Skunberg had it and lost it, and the ball went out of bounds. Now, who touched it last? It's going to go to South Dakota State. Back in for a moment or two, I think max, is going to be Joshua Streit. He's just giving Nelson a breather, or Morgan a breather, rather.
Yeah, and they'll do this as frequently as they can with kind of how the rest of this game is going to play out. If you can, you'll get Josh Streit in on defense to give Morgan a quick breather, and then they'll sub him right back in when possession changes.
Zeke Mayo Goes left side to William Kyle III. Now it's with Lean. He'll hand it off to Mims. They weave around the top. Mayo tend to shoot. Lean thought about it, didn't take it. Lean holds, gives to Mayo, four to shoot. Mayo is going to have to fire a three, and he misses long. Rebound loose, falls right to William Kyle, who flushes with both hands. 54-51 South Dakota State with under six to play. And you're right, instantly Andrew Morgan back at the scorer's table to check in. On the left side, Wheeler Thomas goes up top for Nelson. Nelson against Kyle Jr. gets inside. Offensive foul is called on Grant Nelson. Didn't look like there was a lot there, but apparently enough to call.
Yeah, and that's one of those calls there. I mean, Grant Nelson led with the forearm a little bit, and you're going to do that naturally as a player, but unfortunately when you're as tall as Grant Nelson is, your elbow's going to kind of end up by a guy's shoulders and neck, and it makes it look a little bit more exaggerated than it was.
A three-point game with 5:30 to play. What more could you ask for the first home Summit League game of the year for NDSU? Lean. Now Mims. They're just weaving around the top until late in these shot clocks now, almost like they're taking the air out of it. All the way in, Mayo swatted out of bounds by Nelson with nine to shoot. 5:15 left in the ball game. North Dakota State scoreless in 2 minutes and 3 seconds. That's allowed SDSU to take the lead. Lean, seven to shoot for Zeke Mayo. Mayo pump fakes, goes to Lean, three to shoot. Does Lean know it? Lean drives in, fadeaway jumper, no. Rebound, William Kyle III ripped it away from Andrew Morgan. And a reset to 20. Mayo inside, stops, kicks, Lean's three is long and rebounded by Skunberg. Three-point game, 4:45 to play.
Again, that's a perfect example there, BJ. I mean, it looks like Zeke Mayo's kicking out to a wide-open three-point shooter, but they're telling those defenders, stay longer on Mayo, make somebody else take that shot at the end of the clock, and he's kicking out to a guy that's less likely to make that play.
Nelson gets inside on Kyle and floats it home. Back to a one-point game, 54-53, with 4:20 and counting to go in regulation. Zeke Mayo against Jakari White. The Shield Center with everybody making a lot of noise. Mims. Kyle, 10 to shoot, 4:05 left. Kyle drives in, tries to drive on Morgan, kicks out. A three for Lean is off the mark. Rebound Skunberg. NDSU can take the lead again. Under 4 minutes to play. On the right side, Jakari White. Up top for Skunberg, left wing. Thinking about the three, Nelson. Now he'll fire the three and bury it. That's another three brought to you by Todd Kattermas of Beyond Realty. 56-54 Bison. 3:30 to play. Mayo drives left, gets inside, puts it up, puts it off the mark. William Kyle taps it out of bounds. It goes to the Bison when we get back. 3:20 to go. North Dakota State 56, South Dakota State 54. And this is NDSU basketball on the Pioneer Seeds Bison Radio Network.